Okay, we are picking up in the halachas of Chanukah, specifically what time to light. We discussed all the different shitos. So the shita of the Rambam is that a person is not supposed to be makdim and not ma'acher the nearest Chanukah min hazman shekavu chachamim. So whatever you hold is the ikar shita, as we had before, based on, there's a whole list of the four or five different opinions. One is supposed to not do it too early, meaning don't do it like plaga mincha or something like that, except for Erev Shabbos, so we'll get to later. But really, you should be lighting at the Iker time which you hold. If you hold it safe, then you should be lighting in Eretz Yisrael, they do 20 minutes after Shkia, in America, 40 minutes after Shkia. But that's really the Iker time. If a person is working, it's really kedai, if he's able to try to come home to light the candles early at the Iker's man. It's one of the pshatim, if you have a banim who are Tamid Chachamim, it's a big inyan. And it's the Iker mitzvah is to do it at that time and not to do it later. And so that's, again, that is the point that we're supposed to be making over here, that you're supposed to be doing it. A nice story that they say with Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, is that he was always very, very makbed at like doing, like in your Talmid Agra, that the minhag in Yerushalayim is, of many of those Yerushalayim, is to light specifically right at Shkia. So one time he was waiting around and they were so confused. They said, what's going on? He said, the Rebbetzin's not here. They said, okay, but now you're over this man, you're missing the Iker's man, it's going to be already even a half hour soon. And he says that he quoted them that the Gemara says that when it comes to Neros Chanukah and Neros Shabbos, the Gemara says Ner Beis Adif that Neros Shabbos are more chashuv because Shalom Bayis. So he says over there that we can mevatel the whole mitzvah and gantz, and the entire mitzvah is Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. So Kol Shekin, I can wait a little bit for my wife to come back so that there should be Shalom Bayis. So a very nice story, but you'll like that Mamash Lamaisa. And the Shevet Alevi also, he says that if his wife is busy and she's coming back, you should wait for her as long as it's within the shir of the Zman of the Hadlaka. However, they do call the name of Rav Yashuv that a woman who's working late and she's going to be after the Iker Zman, he thought you should be writing at the Iker Zman and not necessarily wait for her. If, again, it depends. If the wife is going to be makpid, I think there's a lot of room to make it, you should wait for her. But again, the Iker time is if both of the husband and the wife, the whole family, can try to be, again, it's not feasible for a lot of people, but if possible, definitely should try to be done where you're lighting at not the very latest, Seisa Kochavim, but not really after that. You know, many people have like these Chanukah parties, they wait till light till 8 o'clock. That is not at all pashut. It seems to be the Iker Din is to be lighting at Seis. So now, a big question that we just said is, say whatever the Shita is, if you hold Seis, if you hold 15 minutes before Seis, if you hold Shkia, whatever your Shita is, my point is, that's really when you should be lighting. Now, if a person, Rosh Hashanah seems to have a different Shita in the Indian a little bit. I didn't have a chance to mivar exactly, so maybe I'll try to look it up again. To remind myself, I don't want to misquote it, so Blin Eder, I'll try to also quote what Rosh Hashanah Shita is. I think he's a little bit more makel and understands that really maybe the Iker lighting with more people might be later, but I really want to look into that before I quote that properly. When it comes to the Shita of those who hold, you should be lighting at Tzeis. So there's a big Shaila, is we have the concept of Tadir Vesheino, Tadir Tadir Kodim, that when I have multiple mitzvahs to do at the same, two mitzvahs to do at the same time, so the Lacha is the mitzvah that is more frequent is the mitzvah that should be done first. And here even more, you have more than just more frequent. Ma'ariv Yidavin every night. There's also another inyan that it's kadosh, v'enu mekadosh. Kadosh is kodim. When it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa versus a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you should do the mitzvah that is more kadosh first. The mitzvah d'oraisa klapi, mitzvah d'rabbanan is considered more kadosh. So two reasons really you should be davening ma'ariv first. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, based on that, seems to understand that you should actually light a little bit before Tzeis, so you don't get into the Shaila where you should be davening Maariv, should light right before Tzeis. That's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand. However, others point out that it's really not no gap for a lot of people. If a person always davens at, say, 9 o'clock Maariv, 8 o'clock, he never davens at the Tzeis Maariv, the Tzeis Maariv, whatever, say, Shara Chesed, they daven 20 minutes after Shkia. So now it's going to be at like 4:40 Shkia, so 5:10 they're davening, or 5 o'clock they're davening. Who's home at 5 o'clock? You know, you daven never. I almost never daven in that minyan. So that's never really my minyan. So now to tell me that it's really a mitzvah in front of me, it's b'chanat shayach. I daven at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, or whatever. I daven later. But who are a normal person, they daven much later. So is it really considered a tadir v'yashenu tadir? So many understand that it's b'chal not. Rav Yashuv and Rav Vazner, they both understand that that's not a problem of tadir v'yashenu tadir because at the end of the day, you normally don't daven at this time. So it's not like a mitzvah that's in front of you. That's not the time your ikar daven. Others want to time that. No, at the end of the day, since now you're home for whatever reason, you're home for the Chanukah candles. So if that's the point, you're home for the Chanukah candles, but you really can't daven Maariv, so really it is a mitzvah in front of you. You would be davening normally if you were home and you had the ability to, you would be davening Maariv at that time. So that's a shaila in the poskim, whether or not Maariv should come first. There is, again, there's a big issue with that, because if you're going to daven Maariv, you might miss the ikar's man of lighting, because you're going to daven Maariv 20 minutes after after say, if it takes you 20 minutes to daven marav and it takes you 10 minutes to get home, and you're already the ikar time is to light at least within the half hour of the ikar zman adlaka. So you're going to be missing that zman if you wait so long. So the Mishnah Berurah already recommends that you should have everything ready to go if you're going to daven marav first, to daven straight, to go straight from marav, so it doesn't take you long, you don't dilly dally, and it's even longer and you're going to miss this zman. This is a shayla. Everyone, if you light by taste, for me it's right okay. They daven marav first, but I'm always mitzupak about it. But that's my minhag. So, but everyone should ask the rav what they should do in terms of davening marav first. If you daven by taste, if you daven by shkiyah, no shaila, because you're not davening marav now. It's not shaila to daven marav. You should hopefully daven mincha ready. You daven mincha is ready to shkiyah, and now you're ready to light for a shkiyah time. That's a lot in this halacha. It's a lot easier. You just light marav and then you go daven marav after. That's what everyone really does. They light and they go daven marav. And they go do whatever they're going to do. But that's those are the different shitas. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with how long the Neiros has to last and what happens after that time. Can you extinguish your Neiros? Be'ez Hashem, Se'ed HaShemayim, in the upcoming daily halachas.